Welcome back to Show Me What You Got. Timmy Duggan in the building. I call him the King of the North, as he's one of the most decorated basketball players from the Northern Territory, playing at the highest level of the game in the country, and the first indigenous player to play at that level. Timmy will be telling us about his road to redemption with his Razzle basketball side and what he got going on next. The King of the North. What's happening, Timmy? Welcome to the program.
Good to be on the show again.
Yeah, man. It's been a while we had you on, but we're glad to have you back. The championship coach right now. the reigning championship coach with the Razzles Basketball Club. How did that happen?
Yeah, it was kind of a bit of a process, about a year-long process, I reckon.
Yeah.
I bumped into Monica at the Garma Festival over in Nhulunbuy. Would have been around September last year.
Oh, yeah, wow.
And she asked me if I wanted to coach her team. I said, which team? She said, Razzle. I said, how are they going? She said, they only had a few wins in a few years. But I said, okay, well, that's a challenge. So I met with her and Fred back in Darwin about 4 weeks after that. And then I said, I'll give it a crack.
Amazing. I did catch up with Fred Williams as well, and we were talking about how it all happened, you know, and how you guys came from the bottom to the top, you know, and how that drive occurred. Can you tell us what your secret recipe was?
I wouldn't call it a secret recipe. It's actually been something that I've used for about 12 years now. A lot of it stems from the North Carolina transition stuff,
yeah.
And which is about pushing the ball, trying to score 100 points, and then trying to play a bit of defense as well. Within that, we put in a few concepts, or what I call the non-negotiables, within our team to do with referees and how we play and how we treat each other and how we hone in. And we combine those three things there and kind of all got on board on the same path, and that's how it all came about. You know, we were lucky last season. We had Josh Spears, so we recruited. Half of it was the recruiting process as well.
Yeah.
You got to have the cattle. So we got Josh Spears last season, and within that last season, the challenge season, it kind of formed a bit of a base for us leading into the main season, and it kind of established how we wanted to do things, and everyone just knew their role. That was a big part of it, knowing their role, but accepting that role as well.
Yeah, amazing. That ring must sit nice on your fingers now. Beautiful,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Man, congrats, man. Yeah, congrats to you, man. You guys did a great job. You know, I was there at the finals. It was awesome. Yeah, so now moving forward, moving into this challenge season, what do you have in mind?
Yeah, I might be coaching.
What?
I'll kind of be there, you know, in a kind of mentor role, or okay, whoever we get to coach. I'll be, you know, still around the club, but that's how I am. I kind of...
You leave when the ovation is loudest.
That's it. I'll have a challenge, go do it, on to the next.
Whoa!
So continue to grow, you know?
Breaking news here, people. Timmy Duggan will not be coaching the Razzle side next season. Why did that decision come about? I don't understand.
Well, that's how I am. I have a challenge.
Yeah.
And, you know, put all my effort into it for that last year.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully now we've kind of got a bit of a culture there where, you know, we know what it's like to win, and we know what it feels like to win, and
yeah,
we know what it takes to win. So leaving a bit of a legacy there for the other boys to show their leadership and continue it. But that's how I am, you know. I'm not going to stay in one thing for a few years. I'm going to go get the job,
yeah,
do my best at it, and move on to the next.
Oh, my God, they're definitely going to miss you for sure. Are you taking offers now?
Well, I've got to refresh, recharge batteries.
Yeah.
And, you know, for the next championship season, no doubt I'll look at putting my hand up again to do it again, maybe there. Just recharge, reset.
Yeah.
I think you need to do that.
Of course.
To relight the fire again.
Yeah, that's beautiful, man. So what else have you been up to, man, since basketball has been off?
I've actually been coaching a few young kids, including my own kids, and a few of the young girls. Miss Crawshaw, who's been down in Sydney with my niece, Lanisha Warrior. So and young Baden. I just want to put some time into those guys. And also there's the Indigenous tournament happening in Cairns in December, where I'll coach. We're going to put a Razzle team into that. So I'll coach that team and, you know, take the boys on a bit of an experience over there to my old stomping ground over in Cairns. And see how we go with that. Yeah, other than that, just been doing my usual work with the leadership centre, with the workshops and the mentoring and the leadership. And
amazing. And just about a few weeks ago, the Australian Indigenous basketball team coach, Joel Kalu, was around. You know, did you catch up with him? Did you have anything to do with that?
I didn't have a chance to catch up with him. I spoke with him over the phone.
Yeah.
You know, it's great what they're doing. They played the pre-game before the USA men's team, and you know, it's been a pre-game in Melbourne at Marvel Stadium. Now, you know, I know they're getting prepared. I think this tournament's going to be pretty big over in Cairns because there's a few age groups. And our mob, you know, we like these tournaments.
Yeah.
Coming from all over Australia to meet the people, and you know, it's a bit of a social gathering as well. So, but we'll be going there, you know, to give it our best shot as well.
Yeah, of course. We'll definitely be looking forward to that. We'll definitely have you back on, you know, to talk about that and the experience you guys get from that, for sure. Thank you so much for coming on the program. We'll definitely want to have you back on to talk about the championship season as well, coming up later. Before we let you go, as always, you know, we always want to get some insights into that knowledgeable mind of yours. You know, what last words of advice or encouragement will you have for the young ones out there?
Well, you know, for the young ones, especially here in Darwin, you know, what we spoke about with our team was you got to work hard. You got to be working harder than that other person, making yourself better every day. So each time, one of the sayings we used was, you get better or worse. There's no in-between. So if you stay in-between, you're actually getting worse, or you're staying the same. So you got to keep improving, keep getting better, keep working harder than the other person. So in our last 3 weeks of the season, we really put a focus on that, and the boys were in there shooting, you know, twice a day. So when their chance comes, whether you play 2 minutes, whether you play 40 minutes, you're going to have your input and have a good input at that.
Yeah, we did bear witness to how hard you guys worked, and the results definitely can speak for itself. Thank you so much for joining us on the program, as always, Timmy Duggan.
Yeah, thanks, Diola, and look forward to seeing you around Darwin and around at the courts as well.
Great words from the King of the North, Timmy Duggan, as always, a legend with lots of incredible tales to share. Coming up next, Leanne Usher, another one of our most decorated NT locals. She has been involved with tennis at the highest levels of the sport and is one of the most respected tennis officials in the country. We will be right back with Leanne on Show Me What You Got.